Blog Talk Radio.
Your attention, please. Pay attention, please. Be a witness. We got heroes and sheroes risking their lives, bringing truth to the light. They're bringing truth to the light. Climbing walls without effort, scaling fences with feline intent, busting through your windows like a monsoon. Superfly with superfly chick, making criminals quiver their lips and spit piss in their pants because they committed stupid shit. No warrant, no arrest. Make you dig your own grave. Let the ones taste your sockets, pulling confessions out your pockets from your first to your last. Like afterbirth, be reborn, separate the foul fruit from the past. Conflicts cause confusion to the self-helpless who help themselves become convicts.
Your attention, please. Pay attention, please. Be a witness. We got heroes and sheroes risking their lives, bringing truth to the light. Yeah. And bringing truth to the light.
Blessings and welcome to FCH 206 Radio at Flav's House with my show called Breaking BS. We haven't done one in a while, and this particular show was set up and it's sponsored by my group, my family, my friends, my artists right here out of Seattle, Washington, Black Stacks. This is when they have an opportunity to come on the air, kind of update you with what's going on with them, talk about projects they have going on, and also events that they've got taking place. So I'm trying to wait for them to, call in. They haven't called into the show yet, so I haven't heard that they're having any problems with that. So I don't want to play any of the new music that that they have going on. So I'm going to play one of the featured songs, one of the songs that is the classic, the one of the songs that is being recognized around the United States and being played on different radio stations around the United States, even around the globe, in the UK, in Germany, in Kenya. This is a popular song. It's called I Love My Life by Black Stacks.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. Oh, ooh, We could be someplace else. Someday we'll travel far, my friends. But for today, this is our place. Wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Again, I want to welcome you to a show that I call Breaking BS. This is where I invite my family, Black Stacks, to join me on the air so that they can tell you all about what they got going on, who they are, if you're not familiar with them, and, you know, just update you, get you familiar with who they are, their sound, and their essence. So I want to welcome J.C. Cage and Felicia Loud to Breaking BS. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you. Hi, Flay.
Hey, Felicia and Jace. I am so sorry. I got fat thumbs. I'm realizing I'm not doing well with this texting thing, and I texted you the wrong number. But if you did not know or hear, I opened up with Pay Attention, and I went ahead and just, you know, played I Love My Life, as you just heard, because that's kind of where our foundation, that's how we came together, is back in the days of when I Love My Life you know, came out, and I was the first person who had the opportunity to break it on air. And so we've grown over the years. We've come together, and we work as a great, great team, you know. But so tell us what's going on now in October 2015 for Black Stacks.
What's
really
going on?
Like, you're just gonna sigh like that? I hope that was a good
right.
I hope that was a good sigh. Busy. I'm just giving Felicia a hard time, but before she goes into too much depth, I just want to say thank you again, Flay, for keeping the music going, keeping our name in the ether, keeping us moving in lanes that we sometimes miss because we're doing other things as artists and trying to make sure that we, you know, create quality and solid work that the world can appreciate and enjoy, and also have the messages in it that we want in our music. So I just want to thank you for keeping us in the ether, keeping us in the matrix, keeping us in the mix amongst people that are listening to you and listening to the music that you play. And, you know, it's just always a pleasure. And, yeah, things have gotten really, really busy. So, you know, I'll be quiet for a minute and let our special voice talk on this show today.
All right. So, ditto on all that. Thank you, Flay.
You're
the sigh came from,
yeah.
You know, yes, the sigh comes from, you know, when you actually do work hard, and you just have to have a releasement of, you know, just the voice, just the sigh of, okay, yes, finishing up one project and on to the next one, always on to the next one. So it comes from, you know, the sound of what this project has been, this producer series with Rob Aramian and the beats that he has created, and us joining in the music and our vocal, you know, styles and how they're beginning to mesh together. And, you know, this continuum of Stacks in this music is getting greater and greater as we progress, as we listen to new producers, as we embrace new vocal artists and musicians into what it is that we're creating in Stacks. And so it's a lot of good work. It's a learning experience. It's a lot of patience. Some things that I haven't been practiced in before because I chose to ignore, but now that my eyes are opening, you know, it's like, oh, okay, this is what the work is that gets done by Jace Cage, and the work that gets done by Slaves, and the work that gets done by, you know, other people that we have on our side that are continuously, you know, just pushing us to have this sound that we already know, but this sound that they enjoy.
Well, I'm going to chime in real quick because I think you wanted to find out, too, like what's going on with us this month. And, you know, it's a very, very busy month. You know, there's been some changes within Black Stacks. Silas Black is no longer contributing his voice to our music, to the sound, to what we're doing. So, you know, Volume 2, if you will, Stacks and Continues with just me and Felicia Lau. And like you said, we've been very privileged to work with some very strong vocalists, LaTanya, Sister Love Horse, Erica Bell. We've been very blessed to work with some new producers, you know, Rob Aramia, DJ Shingy, a couple more that we haven't named quite yet. And so we're just, you know, really pushing forward, and we're moving forward in the same mind state and same spirit that we've been moving. And so this month is really busy because we get to release one of the producers in the producer series work, which is Rob Aramia, and that one is called Movement Music. It's a 5-song, if you will, EP, mixtape, however you want to do it, 1 long song if you want. But it's 5 songs that we're going to put out here Friday at the same time that we do this show called Black Rain at Rumba Notes. And so there's a lot going on, and then, you know, not to leave it out, but also our latest work in the song 99, the video is coming out. So that we've been working and just recording, shooting videos, working with new artists, like Felicia says, and just trying to stay on top of the game so we can, our iron is sharp and our will is very determined to be successful in this new thing of Stacks and Continues.
You know, one of the things that I say, and I've been saying this over a few years, because we kind of, you know, go back to something that's part of your foundation as a unit, as a group, as a duo now, is food. And so we talk about, you know, I always mention that you guys are in your musical kitchen. And I think that's one thing that I just really, really love and appreciate about the two of you, is that you have the ingredients, very, very different in styles, right? JC Cage and Felicia Loud, very different styles, but you know how to blend it. You know how to mix it. You create those recipes that just kind of whet our palate of just wanting to say, is that what they're talking about? You know, and I like that, because if you look at, you know, the video, say I Love My Life, you know, we had food there, and in parts of the video, you see the food, and going into Spell on You, you know, there was food there, and there was a communion around, you know, how meals bring us together as a family and as a community, and you continue that. So I'm always speaking about you guys being in your musical or creative kitchen, you know, and putting the fine ingredients together that then comes out as a beautiful, wonderful project. You know, I've talked about this many times with Jace, you know, on the air when Talking Buildings came out, when Silas Black was still a part of Black Stacks. It was something that I personally played in my home that just kind of gave me a comfort and an essence that you guys were with me, you know, and I love that. And I feel for me, speaking for myself, you continue that essence of giving me comfort and bringing me like that beat that just makes me want to chair dance, you know, you know, and all of that. And so I love it, and I love hearing the new music that you're creating. I love when you're stepping out of that music, you know, that musical kitchen and you know, allowing me to break new music. So I'm going to play the song 99 that you talked about that I got to break first right here on FDH206 Radio. So 99 by Black Stacks.
What's going on?
Okay, come on now. We got to get this playing.
If not, we can do it a cappella live.
You know what? I don't know. Okay, so do it a cappella live then for me, and I'm going to put you on hold and see what's going on with the sound. You going to do it a cappella?
Ninety-nine percent. 99% of those who know what's going on. 99% of those who know what's going on. We got 99 things to bring out. She got 99 things to sing out. We got 99 facts to bring down. 99. Where's your loyalty amongst royalty and community? Stay invested. Think you just divest. It's like apartheid, but it's do or die. 99. We got 99 reasons we ballin'. 99 reasons we fallin'. 99 words and we stallin'. Got 99 cats and we all in. We all in. 99% of those who know what's going on. 99% of those who know what's going on.
Wrote this down 'cause my computer tried to stop me. The genocide continues. Why do we as people of color believe we only come together for barbecues, funerals, and churches?
Because it's true.
Fellowship while drinking wine for communion. When we step onto the stage, we got to be like George Clinton. Stepping to the other side of funkin' of the mothership and get the funk out of here.
Ninety-nine percent of those who know what's going on. 99% of those who know what's going on.
There's a pause. Can you hear that pause, Jace?
Yeah.
Did you hear
that
me?
Was hilarious. I was like,
yeah,
wait a minute.
Play. Where are we at? That's the
can
latest.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to get trying to chat with Blog Talk Radio to find out why my tracks are not playing. But hey, you know what? You guys are professionals. You came through. You did it a cappella to kind of give an essence of this particular track. And I just want to let everybody know, listening, this particular track is being played around the world. College radio stations have picked it up, you know, in Kenya it's being played, and in other places, you know, it's being played in the world. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about Black Stack, because you do have those connections out there, you know, in London, in Kenya, you know, in San Jose, you know, in different areas that play that play your music. And how does that feel for you to know that your music is going beyond Seattle, Washington?
Well, you know, for me, Flav, I would say, you know, the whole title of this piece just fits. It's called Movement Music. I mean, you know, our key phrase is forward movement, and we're always talking about being progressive and, you know, making things happen, just not on a physical level, but a spiritual level, a mental level, you know, health conscious, all these different things that we talk about that embody us as people. And so, you know, for me, this Movement Music, this project that's being done by, produced by Rob Aramia, just kind of speaks to all of that. Like, you're not supposed to stay stagnant. You're not just supposed to stay on your block. You're not just supposed to stay local radio airwaves. You're not just supposed to stay in local newspapers and blogs and, you know, all of that and all of the cliquish things that happen in your city. You know, you're supposed to expand, and music has always been an expansion. You know, music has always been the world language. It's a universal language. You don't have to know necessarily what's being said, but you can feel the rhythm. And so to be played in places outside of the country, to be played in places outside of the city, is nothing but an honor. And I think it speaks to, you know, the fact that music still has that power. You know, if you want to control somebody, you control their music. If you want to speak to somebody, speak through your music. And so for us, I think we've been very blessed because we've been able to make networks outside of this region that people respect what it is we're creating, and they're listening to the words. And so even doing 99 a cappella is an opportunity for people who just get into the rhythm of it, just get into the vibe of it, for them to get an opportunity to listen to what it is we're saying, what's the message of the music? And I think for us, you know, that's very, very important. And that's just my take on it.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, I think that you and Felicia have really, have really worked out this amazing relationship. And I've talked about this with Jason. I don't know. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Uh-oh.
I have a tickle. I have a. I know. Where's my water? I left it in the kitchen. I'm going to suck on a cough drop because I have a tickle. But one of the things that I noticed, even when you still had, you know, black in the group, is that you, Felicia, and Jace kind of have this way of playing off of each other when you're on stage. And I think that comes to play even when you're in the studio, that you know how to blend, naturally blend. Mm-hmm. You gravitate towards each other. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It was brought up by someone a while ago that had, at the time, made a comment about our blend. And at first, I took it as, I took it hard, meaning that I wasn't really opening myself up to listening to what was being said to me about our blend. But then I thought about it a little more and I listened. And going back to what you're talking about with, you know, being worldwide, and when you actually listen, especially when you listen to your partner, especially when you listen to the message, especially when you try to understand it, then you begin to go, okay, how can we make this even better? And so I took the note again to say, oh, okay, well, maybe I'm not doing what I need to do. Maybe I need to listen better. Maybe I need to understand. So once that happened, the gravitation, yes, like you said, became even stronger. I think there's always been a sense of being on stage, getting your message across, but yet showing the joy of what it is that you love about being on stage and what you love about being on stage with people that you appreciate. So
right.
That comes, you know, and having that fun, you know, you really do have to make sure that you have fun, because everything else off the stage, for a lot of the times, is going to be your work. Everything that's not
right.
seen, but, you know, is your work. So that fun, that expression, that's, yeah, that time to say, oh, it's the time to sweat and get creative, is what it's about on stage. So I do believe that I appreciate, you know, the viewing of what you're talking about and seeing that and letting us know that, yeah, we still got it.
You still got it. You do still have it. But, you know, Felicia, you've gotten Jace to actually sing.
I didn't get Jason singing. Singing is just what he likes to do, obviously. but you know, he has a natural what was found is he has a natural harmony. So as long as he stays in the lowest register, he's all good. Everything happens. It's when he comes up and, you know, greets us with a high part that surprises us. But, you know, he'll
right.
go there. That's the great part. And you know, Nina Simone said in her documentary, you know, no fear. You know, the fact that you have an MC that just has no fear, it's just like, yeah, and the feeling comes across. You know, what people
right.
are witnessing is a true feeling that is happening, and then there's the true reaction that will happen from that, and how do you counter that, and how do you blend with that, and how do you make that sound so that even if you're hearing something that you're unfamiliar with coming from either one of us, it's still like they in it though. Well, like, we can't deny
right.
the fact that they in it.
Right.
Well, you thought that's funny you guys talk about that, because I think Felicia hit it on the head. You know, it's just an emotion. You know, it is about having no fear, and that's the beauty about art, is that you're not supposed to be limited. You're not supposed to be caught in a box. You know, I'm with one of the greatest singers I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
So for me,
right.
you know, what am I going to do when that emotion hits me? You know what I'm saying? I have to respond to that emotion. It would be unnatural for me to not respond to that emotion, you know. and act like, okay, I'm not supposed to sing, so let me be stone cold stern on my vocal. Now my vocal be like, you're singing, so go ahead and get to 99 or what's going on or whatever, and you know, and have fun with it. And I think that's allowed us to maintain, you know, quality shows, is that that's our release. You know, we work hard all
right.
week, all month, all year, and when we get on stage, this is our release, and we share it with the community. We share it with the people that are there to witness it for the first time or for the 10th time. And
mm-hmm.
so that's the whole, like, being able to express that, being able to share that with people and for people to get it, that this is a raw emotion, that this is, you know, a feeling that you have. Because for me, we're a vibe group. You know, it's how we vibe with you, how you vibe with us, what's the energy you give, what's the energy we give, what's going on around us that we need to put our energy into, whether it's, you know, police accountability, Black Lives Matter, fair housing, livable wages. You know, we're about equality and balanced education. You know, we're about equality for all folks, and we think that, you know, our music should reflect that. And so to be able to have fun with something that you love is just a blessing. And, you know, y'all come to the show on Friday. That's tomorrow, October 9th, and see the little Black Rain. And I might sing for y'all a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's going to be my show.
So tell people what they can expect and where this particular show that you call Black Rain is going to take place, and what you want them to get out of the experience.
Rhombin Notes, Columbia City. I don't know the address exactly. You know the address, Jay? Hello?
Did he fall
I'll look
off?
For it while you go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So, expectations, for those who have come to our shows before, they can expect us to give a show, one that is, you know, filled with us giving what it is that we practice on so that we can get free on stage, you know, looking for folks to come with their, you know, dress shoes on, being prepared to take them off and get their boogie on if it's, you know, ladies with the heels,
right.
You know, if it's, you don't want to, you know, if a brother don't want to get all sweaty with his nice jacket on and things like that, he can take that off, put it to the side, get sweaty in his regular shirt, have fun. You know, a lot of times people want to come and they want to act like you're on display for their observation. We are not a museum. We are not, you know, breakable. We are not glass and things like that. We are, as Jay said, vibe people. So you come to enjoy yourself, and we come to watch the same thing. It's the reciprocity that happens from the stage to the audience. So, you know, what you can expect is just to be relaxed. It's an environment where folks come and they make noise. You know, people may just talk back to us while we're on stage. We have to stop conversation, hopefully, just to keep the show going, because that's the type of vibe. It's like the kitchen, like you said. That's where the conversation happens.
Right.
That's where the food happens. You know, we have the Kenyan cuisine right next door that brings food to the club. So, not we, but, you know, they have a relationship between Rhombin Notes and Kenyan cuisine. But, you know, that food comes right into the environment where we're performing. So we get a waft of that food. We get the enjoyment of people eating while they're watching us. We get the enjoyment of folks laughing and, you know, doing all of that. It's all encompassing. It doesn't stop. You know, it's not performers and audience. It is a whole entire evening of entertainment and fun. People got to, you know, here in Seattle, I ain't going to say people. Here in Seattle, sometimes there is that differentiation of audience and performance. When we come off the stage, if somebody came in the room and they didn't see us on stage, they just think we're part of the, you know, the audience.
Right.
But the whole thing is about we're regular folk. That's it. So regular folk doing great things in order to create some type of change that we're looking for, you know, if possible.
Right.
Within the time frame that we're living, and then passing that on.
No, exactly.
So the address is 5041 Rainier Avenue South, Seattle, Washington, 98118. And once again, it's Rhombin Notes, R-U-M-B-A, Notes Lounge. And it's a Kenyan owner of the spot. The manager of the spot is a cat who used to run Scarlet Tree. So a lot of live musicians and a lot of performers know him. It goes by the name of Pete. And this is a UTAE Black Stacks event. And, you know, like Felicia said, come have a good time. Come get the smells. Come get the vibrations. Come touch on somebody a little bit. And come listen to some new music and enjoy yourself. And like we say, movement. Let's create the movement and let's continue the movement. And that will be, once again, 5041 Rainier Avenue South, Seattle, Washington. The doors are at 9:30. Show starts at 10:15. It's 10 o'clock to get in. It's going to be one of those nights that it's going to be one to remember. I promise you.
You know, one of the things that I want to say, too, is if you've ever seen Black Stacks perform, it is never the same experience. Even though, like Lucia says, you know, they practice, right? They do. They have rehearsals and everything. They work with some amazing musicians that come out of clientele, you know, but it is never the same. And the reason being is Felicia Loud and J.C. Cage know how to play off of each other, but not just off of each other. They feed off of the energy of the audience. So come with some great energy because they feel it. They feel how you're feeling. You know, it's like they're so in tune. And they could sing the same song, but there's a different vibe every time. Don't I say that, Jace? Like, it's always a different experience.
Well, that's art, right? I mean, art is never the same. You can't mold something that is not something you own. You know, when you're sharing and when the world is moving and things are happening around you, how are you just going to say something's going to be the same? So, yes, every time you come to a Black Stack show, we do our best to make it a little different, to make the experience
right.
a little more engaging, to make
right.
the experience a little more thoughtful, to make the experience a little more spiritual. Yes, every chance you get, and you come see Black Stacks, we are trying to get an emotion that maybe didn't come out of you the first time, but maybe it'll come out of you the fourth time. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's work.
That's right. That's right. I love it. So the lady from Blog Talk Radio says if I've newly uploaded music, it should be able to play because they're making some shifts in the tracks. So let me try it. I want to play another single that you just recently released called Leaning.
I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king, I'm the king of the city. It's just simple and plain. The name's notorious, but it's big on the scene. You can say it or not, we can smoke pot or not. We can go anywhere, cause I'm good on every ride. Might end up in spots. Some say they never been. We can keep it beautiful, get grungy with him. We could arrange meetings with deacons, have Ethiopians. Service in the park, watch the snitches and all. And also repent, my knees been in the dirt, and in the concrete jungle, where we gotta make a rumble.
Leaning on the edge of life, leaving our legacy.
Leaving our legacy.
Speaking on the
All right, that was leaning off of their brand new project called Movement Music. This is produced by the and within the producer series that Black Sax does by Rob Banks Beats, Rob Aramia. And
Aramia.
Did I say it right now? Okay, Aramia.
Yes, indeed.
Amazing, amazing project. You got to hear the whole project. So, Jace, you said that this project's coming out on Friday?
The project is out Friday. The new video, 99, out Friday. The show is Friday. So everything is kind of coming together. All those ingredients that make up the meal you talk about in our creative musical kitchen, we'll showcase it all on Friday. And, you know, we'll, of course, you'll get your onlines and all of that. But, you know, there's nothing like being able to drop new material with people right in front of you and having a good time with them. So Movement Music is the title of the project that we're doing with Rob Aramia. That will be out Friday. It's, like I said, it's a 5-song EP, mixtape, whatever you want to call it. And then you have the video of 99 that was shot by Tackett Films. We did it in an area that gentrification is huge in the city, so it was a purposeful reason of doing that. So you got to see the images and the message around that. And then we're blessed to have a show on the same day. So God works all the time in good ways, whether we like to acknowledge it or not. You know, but for us and for where we're going, I think this is just great. So on October 9th at Rumba Notes, we'll be able to unveil all of that. Movement Music to the fullest.
If you're in Seattle, you definitely want to come out tomorrow night, Friday night, to see this particular show. It's called Black Rain. Again, it's at Rumba Notes Lounge at 5041 Rainier Avenue South in Columbia City. I hear it's a special place. I haven't had the opportunity to come there yet, but I'm grateful to Pete for providing this space for independent artists to come out and showcase their works. Again, Black Sax is doing big things, so you can follow them on artistecard.com/Black Sax. Keep up with them. They're all over social media. Between Jace and I, and Felicia is getting involved, you know, with getting the word out. So pay attention, Black Sax, great, great music, great, great people, socially conscious, all about family and community. And we'll have to have them back on another Breaking BS because there's so much more to talk about with them. But again, Felicia Loud and JC Cage from Black Sax, thank you so much for coming and hanging out on your show, right? Breaking BS.
Yeah. Oh,
very much, Flay.
All right. Can't wait for the show tomorrow. Can't wait for the new music. Can't wait for the new video. So much happening tomorrow. All right. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you so much for everyone that tuned in. And, man, you got a taste of a little acapella there. But, again, Breaking BS with Black Sax. Have a great afternoon.
Yes. Forward movement.
Forward movement. All right. Bye-bye.